Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I tell you what, don't you just want to sing along to that song and just get up and have a boogie? It's awesome. Do you know what? And it's been almost a couple of weeks since I've heard that, so it's like a blessing. It is. It's absolutely like a blessing. So welcome, everybody, back to the show, Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. My name's John Sabin. You can get me on spiritualmedium.org.uk. That site, my email is john@spiritualmedia.org.uk. Make sure that you do spell it J-O-N. Okay. On the website, you can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, yeah, I've had a couple of weeks off. Well, about a week and a half, really, I think. No, yeah, it has literally been a couple of weeks. Because we went away the first week, and I couldn't do the show on the Sunday. Because we were away camping for the weekend, out in nature, having a lovely weekend because it was bank holiday weekend. And then we went straight off down to North Devon to see a couple of friends of mine, Sarah and Simon. So it was lovely for them to put us up for a few nights. We spent the rest of the week there. It was absolutely lovely. It was 26 degrees down there. It was beautiful down by the sea and on the beach and around Ilfracombe and places like that. It was really, really nice. So I sent them lots and lots of love. And then when I got back, I forgot that I'd got a work commitment on the Wednesday, so this is why we had to put it off until tonight. So we're back. We're back for a few weeks. In fact, we're back for about 3 weeks before I go off again. I've got a week coming up, which I'm really looking forward to. I've been waiting for this for such a long time. I'm off down to Glastonbury for 3 nights, and I'm doing a course down there for the Healing for the Soul journey, which is going to be awesome. Which is, I shan't go too much in detail about it, but it's working with the soul and getting it ready for when it's going to pass over back to spirit world, and obviously working with people that are in that sort of position that are about to pass over and stuff. So that's the course I'm doing down there, looking forward to that. So I'm spending 3 nights down there in my tent as well, so you've got to do it properly, which is a lovely campsite that we go to quite often, which is Old Oaks. It's an adult-only place. It's lovely and quiet. There's a couple of trees. It's over, literally just over the back of the tour. And there's two trees that are there, which I know very well, which are called Gog and Magog. They're very, very old trees. Very, very wise. Very, very good friends of mine as well. I really have a real connection with these trees. So I do go and spend a lot of time with those while I'm down there. And then so I'm there till the Sunday night, and then on the Monday morning, I go off down to Ashbourne Wood. Now, Ashbourne Wood, we found last year, myself and Teresa, which is, how can I, it's a campsite, but it's a campsite with a difference because it's wild camping and it's massive and it's just woods everywhere. So you're literally in the woods with no power. You've got a little place that you come back to the main sort of reception bit, and they've got like a little shower thing there and stuff. But it's just you in the woods with your tent and your fire pit, and it is awesome. And I've managed to get the pitch right out the back, right on its own. So there's going to, I'm going to switch my phone off, and yeah, it's just going to be me, nature, and my guides. So we're going to spend 3 nights down there before heading back for doing some church services. So yeah, that's what's going to be happening in June. So I'll let you know anyway. Okay. So I hope you guys are well. I hope you've had an awesome time. As per usual, Sunday nights is myself working with the angels and spirit. I've got something a little bit special tonight as well, because somebody came to see me this afternoon. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But for all my friends and everybody that's listening this evening, if everybody that does listen after the show, we're going to do some healing this evening just before we start. There are a couple of people that I'd like to put the names out there for some healing. One of them is a very good medium friend of mine, Lucia. She's had all sorts of different problems, and she's an amazing medium. I know she's going to do really well, but they have found a tumor on the brain recently. So everybody's been getting together with healing groups and so on, and sending healing. That's the first person. The second person is my mum. My mum, whose name is Val or Valerie. She's been very poorly for a long time. She's been bedridden for probably a few years now. She only pops up. But sometimes we manage to get her up, get her into the car. They take her down to Glastonbury. They sit her in a caravan, and that's it. She stays there. But she's been really, really quite poorly lately. So we're going to do a little bit of a healing session for those two. And we'll do that. In fact, we'll do that now. So for anybody that's listening that would like to join in, it's a very, very simple process, as we all know. A lot of it is intention and love. Thank you, Marty. Lovely to see you. Okay. And the way we're going to do this tonight is we're just going to close our eyes and we're just going to relax. Take a couple of nice breaths in and just let your body relax. And as you do, let all those worries of the day just flow out of you, down into Mother Earth, and we ask the angels and Mother Earth to transmute all that stuff that we've got on us into love and send it out into the universe. And what I'd like you to do now is we call in our healing angels that are around. We call in Archangel Raphael to help us at this time, and any other of the healing angels that wish to join us on this evening. And feel those energies come in. Imagine a big circle of all of us now, just in this big circle, and we're all holding hands. And we're going to place two names in this circle, the name of Lucia and the name of Valerie. And guys, if there's anybody that you know that you would like to place their name in the middle of that healing circle, please do that now. And as we see these names of these people in that healing circle, we ask Archangel Raphael and his legions of healing angels to surround these people with love and healing. And imagine that beautiful, bright, white, loving light come down from the universe to cover these people with beautiful, pure, white, healing love. I want you to see these names and these people filling up with this beautiful, bright, white love, and see them healed, see them pure, see them with love. And we ask Archangel Michael, and we ask all the other angels to do their work on our friends and our families throughout the night, so we do not disturb their sleep and their day. And we ask Archangel Michael to seal all this healing that is being done at this time. And we thank all the angels for coming to help. And we're going to give them an amen. So normally, we would keep that going for quite a long time, depending on who it is and what was going on. But we trust in what the angels do for us, and we thank them with all of our hearts for all of the hard work that they do. And speaking of angels tonight, something new happened this afternoon, which doesn't normally happen with me, but you know me. There's all sorts of things that come out new. I had a visit from Archangel Michael, and he decided that he wanted to channel a message through me, and it was all just a bit out of the blue, and it just sort of happened, and I just picked up my pen and started writing. So we will go through that in just a moment. But a little bit about Archangel Michael before we start tonight, and I've managed to get up my sheet that I work with. Archangel Michael, who is like God, like unto God, who is like the divine. Archangel Michael's aura is a royal blue mixed with royal purple. His crystal stone is Sugulite, which can help you channel profound and loving messages from Michael. Michael can help you remember who you truly are. He can bless you with love, power, strength, and unwavering faith. Michael most likes to communicate with you through your dreams. His chief role is to remove fear from your life, because we're the only ones that put fear in there, really, and he helps us remove it. He can clear spaces, thoughts, and people of any negative or lower energies. The first angel created by God. Michael is the leader of all archangels and is in charge of protection, courage, strength, truth, and integrity. Michael protects us physically, emotionally. And I can't even read that second word, it's just completely gone out of my head. He also oversees the lightworker's life purpose. His chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of the toxins associated with fear. Michael carries a flaming sword that he uses to cut through etheric cords and protects us from negative entities. When he is around, you may see sparkles or flashes of bright blue or purple light. Call on Michael if you find yourself under psychic attack or if you feel a lack of commitment, motivation, and dedication to your beliefs, courage, direction, energy, vitality, self-esteem, worthiness. Michael helps us to realize our life's purpose, and he's invaluable to light workers, helping with protection, space clearing, and spiritual releasement. Michael conquered the fallen angel, which was in the Garden of Eden, and was in the Garden of Eden to teach Adam how to farm and care for his family. He spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, and in the 1950 he was canonized as Saint Michael, the patron of police officers. We didn't know that. Because he helps with heroic deeds and bravery. Michael also has an incredible knack for fixing electrical and mechanical devices, including computers and automobiles. So if your automobile breaks down, call on Michael. Michael helps us to follow our truth without compromising our integrity, and helps us to find our true natures and to be faithful to who we really are. Other times when you may find Michael helpful is when your job is too demanding with impossible deadlines to reach, when you or even when you have an addiction. If you're very ill and suffering from degenerative, I can't even read tonight, disease or terminal illnesses, and when you suffer from nightmares. So there's a little bit there about Archangel Michael and how he works. There's and in fact, the other piece I was going to read is pretty much exactly the same, so I'm not going to do that bit. So he did come to me this afternoon with this message, and I'm going to read this to you now. In this time of need on Earth, It is a time of reflection with happiness, with sadness, to see, observe the lessons of the past, to bring forth the lessons and utilize into good to help all mankind. The power of truth and love is upon us. The veil is being lifted, and we need you, the people of the earth, to help spread the knowledge, the truth, the love. Healers, mediums, shamans, all workers of the light and almighty truth, step forward and join our warriors of love to save humanity. Help each other unconditionally in love. As the mass awakening has begun and will continue through this time, dimension, and many others for quite some years, for quite some of your earth years, please help and be vigilant with the children coming to earth. Over the years, children coming to the earth over the years, as most are sent to help humanity to its next phase of evolution. The children from different galaxies, universes, and dimensions are higher vibrational beings, very sensitive, very intuitive. They all have very specific roles in this time on Earth, which you or they will not understand just yet. All will be revealed at the perfect moment. Step by step, ripple by ripple, stone by stone, love will conquer all. Our legions of angels working together in harmony with you and all beings. Let the blue ray of strength and courage help you speak the truth of love. Archangel Michael. How lovely was that? It was really nice. And like I say, that was Archangel Michael that called in this afternoon, just out of the blue, to pass that message on. And it's funny how this truth thing is coming out a lot more at the minute. And we know about mate. We'll go to the callers in just a moment, because I know we've got a few that are waiting there. Truth is coming out a lot more in not the mainstream media, but the stuff on the internet, the stuff that obviously, because we know about the programming and the TVs and stuff like that. But the stuff that's coming out on the internet at the minute is absolutely amazing, you know. And every day we see new stuff that's coming out, new truths which are being spread across the earth through Facebook and other sites, you know, social media sites and stuff like that. So get your own truth, guys. We will have an evening one night of talking about stuff like this and how we're being deceived, etc., and so on and so on. It's just massive. It's absolutely massive. So we will have an evening one night, and we will talk about it a little bit more. Okay, but yeah, it's the truth is getting out there, and it's down to us guys as well to help people to see it. Let them get their own. It's like I just need to sort of point them in the right direction and then leave them to it. Okay, because obviously they will get their own truths. That's probably the best way to do it. Okay. So moving on, because I've been rabbiting on for a while, but yeah, you know, just haven't been seeing you guys for a few weeks. So we're going to go straight to our callers in just a minute. I also want to, we are having our guests back on a Wednesday. I've got a lovely lady that's coming on next week. Not sure if we're going to get anybody for this week. I've got Darren Charles, who's a fantastic medium I've been working with. He's going to come and do a show with us. In fact, I was working with Darren last week. We had our first big demo, which was in front of 160 people, and it was myself, Tracy Black, and Darren Charles. All three of us were so nervous because it was probably one of the biggest ones that we've done. But it was fantastic. It was a really good night. So thank you for everybody that supported us on that. And we're looking to do quite a lot more of demonstrations like that as well. So get lots of guests and stuff coming in. If you guys know anybody as well that would make a good guest, doesn't matter if they're a healer or a medium, if they've just got they work within the light, basically they do some work, we'd love to hear from them and see if we can get them on the show, because as we know, there are so many different people in the world that are helping everybody in different ways, and that's what we like. We like to get some stuff that's not mainstream stuff as well. So if you do know anybody, get them to get in touch, get them on my web, get them to get in touch with me through my website. Also, topics as well. If there's any topics that you guys would like us to discuss or find out about, let me know. Because it's down to you guys. You know, there's no point in me sitting here going about the same things or this, that, and the other every week. If there's topics that you think that that we could talk about or have a discussion about, then let me know. That'd be fantastic. We'd love to hear from you. Cool. Let's go over to our first caller. Actually, I do believe is Tom. So let's go and say hello. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How are you doing?
Oh, well, you know, I went through an issue with the Dark Night of the Soul.
Okay.
Mostly all of April.
Okay.
Finally pulled myself out of that one.
Yeah.
And I must have a crack in my foundation because it creeped back in.
Okay.
To a point where I don't even want to face the day in the morning. I want to stay in bed as long as I can. This morning, it brought a feeling of how unhappy I have been in many, many years, and it just will not go away. It's bringing me back.
Okay. Did you listen to what was just read out about Archangel Michael with the message that he brought through? And it's a time of reflection and sadness to observe the lessons from the past and bring forth the lessons and utilize them into good. Now, what I'm feeling with this is this is what you call the dark night of the soul. Something obviously hasn't finished yet, okay? Or they're getting you to feel bringing this lesson from the past into the future, into now, so that you can feel and deal with it the way that you need to and utilize it into good. But it's almost like you're fully experiencing it again. Okay, I'm just waiting
That's
to see
right.
what someone's... Okay, but they're also talking about choice as well, okay? So you have, you know, you say you didn't want to get out of bed, you didn't want to do anything. You have that choice whether to bring yourself out of it and say, do you know what, this is actually in the past, okay? Let me look at this, let me look at what the feelings that are coming out, because I've had these before, okay? And the lesson that comes with it. So it's almost like I've got to write down how I feel at that time. What lesson was it back then that I learnt at that time of having this feeling?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. There are still... Somebody's saying there are still some stuff to deal with, which is why they've put you back down there a little bit, okay? But okay, and they're saying it's all for the good, okay? Everything that you go through, you won't understand it just yet, but it is gonna work out for the better, okay? You know, we have these things that come around.
I truly believe and have the faith that everything is going in a divine, universal plan, and
Brilliant.
Everything will be all right.
Fantastic. And you keep that there. You keep that there, friend.
I have held on to that.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And I'm glad that you've come to with this one, because this is one of the things that I've actually been through, as you know. And it's not a belief now, it's a no. Do you know what I mean? It's like when people say, do you believe in fairies? I say, no, I don't believe in fairies. I know fairies. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So once you've come out of it And then you are going to meet people that are going through the same thing, and they'll say, do you believe in all this? And you go, no, I know all this.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the other night, John, I had just said my regime of prayers like every night.
Yeah.
And the spiritual guidance and the whole nine yards. It goes on forever.
Yeah.
And as I started to fall asleep, I brought myself out of consciousness just enough. I saw a vision of Archangel Michael.
Ah, wow.
And was just standing there with his sword and his shield. And what came to my mind was that he's backing me.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Just thought I'd share that.
No, that is absolutely lovely. And how funny is that he's come through today and working with us tonight as well. Absolutely perfect. So, you know, you've had your... So now you know, you've got that, yes, I know that he's with me. He's given me the strength. He's given me the courage. I feel that, in fact, I'm being shown, I don't feel anything, but I do. I'm being shown this beautiful blue... it's like they've encased you in a blue aura at the minute as well, with this protection that's around you as well. And when they're talking about, they're talking about communication as well. So I feel like I need to keep talking about this. Write down some of those experiences that you're having, like I say. Go with those emotions. What are you feeling at that time? What did you learn from the last time that you felt like that and you were going through all that stuff? And turn it around, turn it into good. Say, right, okay, I've learned that now, I've dealt with it, and now I can move forward from it as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Another issue I'm having is with my emotions.
Yes.
I am so on the verge of pouring out and crying, but I stop myself.
No, do it, my friend.
I believe my feelings are going to a state of self-pity.
No, do it.
And that'll bring it down further.
No, do it, my friend. Do it. Have that release. Have that release. If you've got to sit there, mate, and burst into tears, do it. Get it out. You know, the more you hold it back and the hold it in, you know, the more it's going to stay with you. Just let it go, my friend. Let it go.
You're not the first person that told me that.
Yeah. We all.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. Especially without being too sexist or anything, but, you know, men are people that we're getting more emotional and more sensitive. But that persona of a man is that they're this hard exterior, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the amount of times I've sat there and just burst into tears. And I'll do it. I'll let it go. Even if I'm sitting watching telly or movie and you try and stop yourself, I'm like, no, I'm just going to let it go. I've got to release it for some reason. It's there for a reason. So I'm going to let it go. And that's what I do. And some people laugh at me sometimes because I've got tears rolling down my face watching this stupid movie. But, you know, it's a release and it happened for a reason at that time. And, mate, if you're just sitting at home and all of a sudden you just feel it come to the surface, it's coming to the surface for a reason. Ask yourself, why is it there? What is it that I'm feeling? And let it go.
Breath.
Okay.
I will do that.
Bless you, my friend. Bless you. Let me see. Somebody's telling me you've got to pick a number tonight. Pick a number from 1 to 1,000.
762.
762. 762. 762. Here we are. Trust that your needs are being taken care of. Now that you are taking better care of yourself and listening to your intuition. 762.
Wow.
That's,
boy, does
that's
that
nice.
Resonate.
Brilliant. Okay. So, yeah. Let it go, my friend. Let it go. have a, you know, do that release, you will feel 10 times better once you've had that release. You might not just have the one, you might have a few, but just do it, let it go.
Yes. Oh, it's not going to be one.
No. Play some music as well, because that's really going to sort of soften the blow. Somebody's telling me there's a lot of emotional stuff that's deep rooted down there as well, and I feel I've got it in my legs as well. It's that sort of deep rooted, you know, when you've got your heart and it's sort of down, and I feel like it's in my legs somewhere. Okay. So yeah, let it all go. Bring it up to the surface and let it go. Okay. Don't worry about the dark night of the soul thing. It is what it is. It does what it's supposed to do.
I know.
And just ride it the best you can.
It's a process like everything else.
Yeah, it is, my friend. It is. But apart from that, everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, keep up the good work, Tom. You know where I am. You can always get me whenever you need me. You've got my number and stuff, yeah?
Yes.
Brilliant. All right, Tom. Cool. Well, try and enjoy the rest of your day, my friend.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right,
you validated a lot of issues for me.
Bless you. Bless you. All right, Tom.
Thank you.
Be good, my friend. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks again. Bless you, Tom. What a lovely guy. But yeah, the Dark Night of the Soul is it's one of those things that a lot of people like to call the Dark Night of the Soul. A lot of people go through completely different things with it. Mine, for example, I don't like to call it that, but that was the lowest part of my life, with a lot of I've talked about. I think it was last time I spoke about it in more detail on the last show, and the stuff that I went through. And do you know what? The stuff that we still go through today, with what Archangel Michael was saying about taking reflection on those times and utilizing it for good, is absolutely perfect with what a lot of us are going through. Excuse me, at this time as well. So if you guys are finding things that are creeping back up or popping up in your mind for some reason, and we tend to shove it off, you know, when it comes up, we're like, oh my goodness, no, let's get rid of that. I don't want to listen, think about that again. Okay, but it's come back for a reason. Okay, your body's obviously trying to tell you something that you possibly haven't dealt with, or get that lesson, like Archangel Michael says, get that lesson from it, and then send it off back to where it's meant to be. Send it to source. In fact, we were talking about shamanism and stuff the other week as well, and the stuff that comes back. We were doing past life stuff and we were sending them off to source. Do that with your experiences that you've had in the past, but take the lesson from it first. Okay, cool. Let's go over to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, sorry, who's that?
Mike, M-I-K-E.
Oh, Mike, how are you doing, Mike?
Doing good, how are you?
Very well, my friend, very well. How can we help you this evening?
I have actually two questions, if that's okay. The first one should be fairly quick. When I was sleeping, my grandmother informed me I was sleep-talking, and I said, Adrian, I love you, but I have no clue who Adrian is, and I wasn't dreaming.
There's a couple of things there. Adrian could possibly be one of your guides. It could possibly be the name of your angel. But somebody that's working with you was obviously talking to you, and your body was reacting to that. So, yeah, that's awesome. What I would do, if I was you, is to go into a little bit of a meditation and call in your guides and angels and ask them who Adrian is. And you will either get a picture of a face, you'll get a feeling of who that person is, It could be absolutely anybody. It could be somebody that's in your family that's down the line, that's passed, that you don't know. That's a really great, that's a really good one. So good luck with that one. That's brilliant.
Okay. It makes sense that it can also be a spirit guide. I didn't think of that.
Mm. Yeah, and we have so many that work with us in the backgrounds, you know. The way I look at things is we have a couple of main guides, and then we have a lot of helpers that come in and help us for certain things. Just to give you an example, one of my main guides, my name was James, and he was with me for a very, very long time. People like Mary, people like that have come in at certain points in my life to help me with stuff that I need to work on. They'll do their job and then they'll go and work with somebody else for a while doing similar things. So you do get a lot of helpers around you, from animals to people to galactic beings to angels to, you know, all different kinds of beings. So yeah, I would imagine it's going to be one of those that you were having a conversation with and your body's brought it out while you were sort of laying there.
Right. Okay. Awesome.
Brilliant.
The second one is, as I'm speaking with someone now on a relationship level, and I just wanted to see what you get. I mean, I feel good about it, but I always like validation, if you will.
Okay. Right. So, with the relationships, it's one of those taboo things that's always around. Okay, what I'm feeling with this at the minute is somebody's just making me aware of my gut. It's that usual thing of trusting your gut, trusting what you feel. You will be with that person for however long you're meant to be with them, to learn whatever lessons it is. Okay, so go wholeheartedly in, 100%, go into that, okay? Because you don't want to miss out on something in that relationship.
Okay.
Always trust your gut. Yeah, don't trust your head. Don't trust your heart. Trust your gut. Because your gut is never wrong. And this is scientifically known and worldwide known that your gut is never wrong. Sometimes your heart will tell you something else because it always likes the love. I've got a white cat that's just walked in. You don't know anybody with a white cat, do you? Or did have a white cat?
I used to have a yellow cat, like a very light yellow.
I just saw it walk past the computer at the back there, so it could have been that colour. But it looked whitish anyway. So that may be your cat that's just come in to say hello. I forgot where I was now. I got put off then. Yeah, relationships. So go in 100% with this relationship. Trust your gut, okay? Because the best way of doing it is ask your head a yes-no answer, okay? Or a good feeling and a bad feeling, all right? So yeah, ask your head... for example, are drugs good for me? All right, it will give you an answer. Obviously, it'll say no. Okay, ask your heart, it'll say no. Ask your gut, you'll get a real knotty, horrible kind of feeling. Okay, then if you ask your heart, your head, are angels good for me? You'll get an answer. Ask your heart, visualize your heart. Then ask your gut. Your gut will give you either a nothing or a nice butterfly kind of feeling, and that's where you can get your difference between your feelings then for your gut reaction. Okay, and you can do that with people, places, situations, all kinds of things. Okay.
Okay.
Let's have a look at if they're going to give us something on the relationship level there as well. So yeah, I do feel that this relationship is going to be good. Okay, I don't know how long for, because they never tell me things like that. But just enjoy the relationship while you've got it. Let's see. A lot of crackling on the line tonight. All right, okay. So Archangel Azrael is bringing a message for you as well with, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So this person is going to help you with some stuff as well. Like I say, they're always around for a reason. Whoever comes in your life, they're there for a lesson and to help you, okay? And this person will come in for however long, okay? to teach you a lesson, okay? So take note of what they bring forward. But I do feel there's some healing that's got to come from the heart area, okay?
Yeah, I'd already have. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, bless you. So yeah, go with it, okay? And enjoy everything that you get.
I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Mike. Absolute pleasure. So what are you up to for the rest of the day?
I just caught a flight back home, so I'm here just lounging with my dog.
Awesome.
I love how lazy this dog is. It's awesome.
Brilliant. Well, Mike, thank you very much for calling. It's lovely to hear from you.
You as well. Have a good night.
Angie, bless you, mate. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, a bit of a crackly line there. So, yeah, guys, don't forget any other topics and stuff that you want us to do to discuss on future shows. You know, please feel free. We're going to do stuff on crystals. We'll get some, you know, see if I can get a shaman friend who I did a workshop with a few weeks ago. We'll see if we can get him on the show as well. I've got a lovely lady that's going to come on next week. Who has a message from Mary Magdalene. She's a friend of Todd's. I'm sure you guys remember Todd. She got in touch with him and she started listening to the show. And she said that Mary Magdalene has chosen our show to put this message across. So how cool is that? So cool. So really looking forward to that one. So let's go over and say hello to our next caller. Hello.
Hi, John. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hello, Laura in New Jersey. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got really crackly lines going on tonight. So in fact, let's ask Archangel Michael to come in and sort these crackles out for us, if you wouldn't mind, my friends. About hopefully he can do his stuff. So how can we help you?
Well, I'm been trying to find a home, and I went and looked at a home yesterday with my realtor.
Yeah.
And it's a very nice home. It's very close to the water. In fact, you have a view of the water. It's nice, but it's pretty big. And
okay.
I'm wondering if this is the right house for me.
Okay. All right. I'm being shown a pendulum. Have you got a pendulum?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, ha, 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 ha. Brilliant. Use it. Take it to the house. Use it. The pendulum will help you. Got lots of people walking in here tonight. Somebody else has just walked. Oh, my goodness. I've got a little man that's just walked in, and he's only about 2 foot high. Right. Have you got a lot of woodlands around near you?
Where the house is.
Ah, cool. Okay. I think you'll find that this is going to be the house for you. Because he's a woodland person. I'm going to say it. It's a gnome. And they're awesome people. Absolutely awesome. And he's just walked in here now. So that's why I have to ask if there's woodland near there. So if there is, I feel that this house is going to be for you, even though it's a little bit big. Are you thinking of doing any kind of healing of Reiki or some kind of something where you can have a room to have a home kind of therapy room of some sort?
Well, oh my gosh, you are so good. Okay, now here's the deal with that,
right.
John. I've been attuned for being a Reiki master, but I haven't really been doing it lately.
But
I was looking at a house, and I put a bid on a house, and it had a separate little entrance.
Uh-huh.
This is another house, and it was on the water. It was perfect. And I started thinking, gee, you know, if I could get this house, maybe I could open up a side practice of Reiki, and I could have my clients come in through this door. Because
uh-huh.
It was perfect setup for that. But I lost the bid on that house, and it was perfect size. Everything about it was perfect for me, what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And it's pending, but I keep hoping that deal's going to fall through. and that they'll come back to me. It's the same area.
Okay, wow.
And it's smaller, so it's more suited to me, I think.
Okay, well, just go with the flow. Take your pendulum to that house, or to, if you can get into the other house as well, take it to both. With the little fellow that's come in, and he's been talking to me, obviously, about the Reiki and stuff like that, the therapy room. So is there a place for a therapy room in the bigger house as well?
You know, there could be, yeah. Yeah, and it's a bigger home. Do you think that's the home, or is it going to be a smaller one? Maybe the one that's pending is going to fall through and it'll come back to me.
Well, that's what I was just asking. He's standing here with his hand over his mouth, giggling. So he's obviously not going to tell us. I've got it now. He's telling me because you have to go and do some work. You've got to trust. You've got to learn to trust more in yourself and what you're getting from spirit, okay, and mental and everybody else that you're going to work with.
But the one house is pending. I can't get inside that house.
Okay. In the smaller one?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the big one first. The one that you've just been to look at. Say you want to have another viewing. Go in there and ask and do your pendulum. Get the feeling of everything. Is this house for you? What do you really feel in the pit of your stomach? What do you feel in your gut with that when you're in there? Do you see yourself being in there with a therapy room, this, that, and the other, and everything else? If you don't, then you know it's not for you. If you do...
Well, see, the therapy room idea came to me when I was at the other house.
Okay.
But that one I got outbid on. And then this one has an entire... It's like an in-law suite in addition. And I thought, okay, so now I hadn't thought about a therapy room in that house, but I guess I could do that.
Well, if you've got the thought I'm getting that's coming through now is the in-law suite has probably got two rooms, has it?
Well, no, not really. It's got the one big room you could, and it's got its own. Bathroom area.
Okay.
I think there is a separate entrance to it too. I have to check that out. I think there is though.
Yeah.
On the outside.
I would go and check it out again and do all your checks with calling your angels and your guides and really go to town on it and see how you feel in there and see if you feel that place is for you, because they're not going to say anything. They want you to do some work. I mean, what have you got to lose to go back to the house and just have a look?
Okay, I was really thinking a smaller home would be ideal, but it's spending, and I'm hoping that would fall through. I told my realtor I couldn't sign any paperwork until the 23rd. I said, because Mercury in retrograde, and he started laughing. Because apparently he had another client that told him the same thing, and he couldn't believe it.
Well, everything happens for a reason, as we know. So, you know, you got outbid for a reason. Is it that the bigger, better house has come along, or is it that you've been outbid so that you see the bigger, better house so that you fall in love with the other one? Catch 22. I've just pulled you a card as well, and it has made me chuckle a little bit because it's Archangel Uriel, and it says, "You know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay." Perfect.
Okay.
So, as much as we would like Spirit to tell us absolutely everything and how to do it, as we know, it doesn't happen like that. Well, sometimes we have to do the work. We have to put one step forward before they can come in. And don't forget to ask for their help with that. Okay.
All right. I just thought the other house was so much, was a little big for one person. I just thought, you know, it's kind of big. But it's a nice house.
Yeah, but maybe in the future, it's not going to be one person that's there.
I don't know if that's good. Can you ask the gnome?
You know, we haven't got a clue what's going to happen 6 months to a year or more down the line, you know. So go with the flow. Go with the flow.
That's enough. I cannot believe you picked up on so much of that. So the Reiki stuff, Dawn, I'm really supposed to be doing that, huh?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's, you know, and don't forget, because every time you help people, you help. Much like myself, I do the angelic Reiki, and with the angels that channel through, you know, that divine love is going through you into your clients. So, you know, you are receiving just as much as they are. So imagine doing that on a daily basis of channeling that beautiful love, you know, from the Creator through you every day. Imagine how that's going to make you feel. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
All right, I gotta go start back then. I gotta go. I was going to Reiki fairs, and then I stopped going for a while. I'll have to start up again.
Do what you feel is right.
Get back in practice.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in. Let me know how you get on.
I will. Thank you.
Bless
Bye.
You. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
So, yeah, as we all know, as much as we want those perfect answers, sometimes we have to do the work ourselves. And I'm a great one for that as well, because I do ask spirit quite a lot of stuff sometimes. And I have to put one step forward, you know. Sometimes I have to stay where I am. Who is that coming in? There's like a whole list of people down the hallway. Really, really busy in here tonight, folks. Really, really busy. So, yeah, you know, sometimes we have to make that choice. You know, we have to make that decision ourselves to learn certain lessons, okay? Whether it's up, whether it's down, whether it's across or to the side, you know. So, yes. Do some things for yourself. Oh, in fact, I was talking about that today with somebody as well, with Pendulum. That was a great one, actually, Laura, there with a Pendulum. So a friend of mine wants to do some work, and she's doing the Angelic Reiki, and she's working with the land and horses and stuff like that, and she's on about the feed and things. And I said, what have you got, a Pendulum, that you can do, and you do it yourself? But it's that trust, it's that confidence and so on. I said to her, start using it now and start getting that trust and confidence. In 6 months or less, you know, you will know without a doubt that the pendulum works for you. You know, everybody's completely different, everybody has different stuff, but yeah, you know, get used to it. And get your yes and your no's and your maybes and all that kind of stuff. But don't use it for everything. I did that a long time ago, and I used to ask my pendulum absolutely everything. What should I have for tea? Where should I go? What should I do this? Should I go and buy that? You know, make up your own mind sometimes. Okay, cool. So we do have, oh, crikey, we've got a whole load of callers going here. So I'm going down the list with the times, because we've got some times that have jumped up there, so they must have jumped to the top. So I'm going down with the times that people that have been on waiting the longest. Hello, how can I help?
Hello, sir, how are you doing?
Very well, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Jamie.
Jamie, lovely to hear from you. Whereabouts are you from, my friend?
Ohio.
Awesome. And how can we help you today?
I was wondering if there were any, because I recently lost a few people, maybe, well, within this past year, and I was wondering if, you know, if they're present, if they have anything, you know, if they want to let me know that they're around, you know.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Okay. Okay. Right. First of all, I have a lad. I say a lad that comes in, a gentleman that comes in, and he's around. He's going to be in his 20s. This first lad that comes through. Okay. Why am I seeing two different hair colours going on here?
Oh, I think I know why.
Do you? That's good. As long as you know, that's fine. So I've got two different hair colors going on here.
Hair color? Oh.
Hair colors.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but...
Okay, because I've got a sort of a mousy brown hair going on, and I've got a blonde hair going on. Okay. I've got this lad. I'm just going to stand up because he's standing about 5'7", 5'8" in height. Okay. He's an average build, I'd say. Probably a slender. I wouldn't say worked out a lot, but he'd got a little bit of muscle and stuff there. Okay. He's got facially. He's got a lovely face around him, and something about his cheeks that were quite significant. Okay. Not red, but not sort of bright red, if you know what I mean. A lovely little glint in his eye. Okay. Can you take the description of him so far?
It doesn't sound like who I was wondering about, because the one I was, because I've lost a total of like 3 people within that past 5 or 6 years, and it could be somebody that I'm not really thinking about right now, you know, because I know how it works, you know.
Yeah.
So
well, that's it. Anybody can come
right
through.
Now.
Okay. So we'll see what he's gonna say anyway. Oh, right, okay. He's given me a lot of stomach issues. He's talking about quite a few years ago as well. So this guy would have known you quite a few years ago. So I don't know whether this was in your teenage years that you knew him or what. I don't know. But he's talking about, because he's talking about the past. He's going past quite a few years ago. Okay. He's talking about the month of June that would be significant with you, with a birthday, passing, or an anniversary. I've also got to give you the 17th of a month as well.
Okay.
So I don't know whether that's a birthday, passing, or anniversary, but I've got to give you the 17th of a month that would be significant. Okay. Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Also talking about... Okay. I know you said you know how these things work, but you feel these things as well, don't you? You have this connection with spirit.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, it's nice to have someone else. You know, it's more of a, I don't know, validating kind of thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And that's pretty much what he's talking about with this connection with you. There's a lady that comes in as well. She stands next to him. She's talking about shoulders. You carry a lot of stuff on your shoulders. She stands with quite square shoulders as well. She was of a slimmer build. She got this lovely sort of lighter kind of blonde hair. I don't know if it was yellow blonde or whether she dyed it like that. I'm not quite sure. Just round in sort of like a, not like a bob, but sort of an older lady, how she would wear her hair. Okay, she was quite nicely dressed as well, this lady. She's showing me her shoes. Okay, because she's got quite nice shoes on, actually. not that I know a lot about lady shoes, but yeah, she's got quite nice shoes on. She's talking about jewellery, so there must be a ring. She's showing me a ring, so there must be a ring that's been left somewhere. Yeah, okay. So you got for me, my love? All right. Are you? She's showing me a book. Are you writing a book, or are you reading a certain book at the minute?
Yeah, actually, I have. There's a couple stories I have that I had started.
Cool.
There's one that I'm really into. I'm like 35 pages into it, and I feel really good about it. I feel like it's got a lot of potential. I think that people would be really inspired by this story that I'm writing. So,
very much so. Very much so indeed, and I can't wait to read it because she's making me very aware of how well it's going to go. So yeah, keep on to that one. That's going to be good. But there are others that are going to come for you as well. Excuse me. There's other stories that are going to come for you. I say stories as well because there's life experiences as well that you're going to pass on, and there is also stories. because she's doing she's also saying fiction and non-fiction.
Right.
Okay, right. So there's definitely some more that's coming out there for you. And I feel I need to really concentrate on this at the minute as well. Okay? Anything else, my love? She's showing me some lovely blue waters. So I don't know whether you're near water, blue waters, or you're going to blue waters.
You mean like the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm moving to Shasta in California. I don't think Shasta's, I think maybe it's just a confirmation I'm moving to California. I mean, I don't really know. I feel compelled from spirit to move there. And this isn't the first time I've done this. I keep getting these signs, move to Shasta, Mount Shasta. And I feel it's like a retreat I need to kind of like cleanse out my soul. And there's a really great girl that lives there, and we're friends on Facebook, and she's very spiritual, and I think,
cool. Lovely. Sounds absolutely awesome. But this blue waters is also significant as well. And as you were saying, cleansing and stuff like that, and cleansing the soul, that's what I was feeling with the blue waters. So if you're gonna move by blue waters, great, get yourself out there in that water, cleanse yourself. Okay, I'm now being shown, oh, wow, that's cool, to be stood in this ocean or blue waters, wherever it is that's going to crop up. And she's just putting some clothes on me now. I'm standing in the waters with just some shorts on, and I'm rooted into the ocean itself, and I'm cleansing.
Yeah.
It's almost like a John the Baptist type thing. Yeah, and I'm literally cleansing. I'm washing this water over me, okay? And I'm cleansing with the ocean, and the ocean is cleansing me and my aura. While you're doing that, there are going to be three profound things that you're going to get: a message, a picture, and a story. Okay, a message. Are you writing this down? A message, a picture, and a story. Okay, and they're going to come pretty much from source for you for whatever reason. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, guys? Yes, it's all working perfectly for you at the minute. It's almost like, because they're ticking the clock down. They're just making me aware of the clock that's by the side of me. And they're ticking the clock down. So it's absolutely perfect time for you at the minute to do whatever it is and to go wherever you're going to go and to do the work you're going to do as well. Because you really connect well with spirit as well when you do it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I scare myself.
And they're laughing. They love the way that you are with it all, because you're very coy with it as well, aren't you? If that's the right word to give, because you're good. You're very humble.
Kind of like what I just said, like, oh, it kind of scares me.
Yeah, but it's awesome confirmation for you as well. So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And
it's building up your confidence, and that's a really good thing for you doing that. Okay. And they're literally, they're off now, so I'm going to leave their love with you, and some lovely people, and a lovely message for you as well. That was great.
I just wanted to say one more thing. You said the 17th, that guy told you the 17th, and I was like, my mom's really not well. I mean, she's really, really not well. In fact, I think she's ready to go home. And I know it's tough, but I'm pretty, I've kind of seen people pass, so it's not really. But anyway, so I wanted to know when, and I kept hearing the 17th of May. And she's always saying, she's at a later stage of Alzheimer's, she's always saying, she goes, no, no, no. And I think she's being pulled from her body. And I think she's holding on.
Right. Till the 17th. Ah,
yeah.
Right. Okay. If they've given you the 17th, you know, trust in what you get. There must be something about that. I don't know whether that's the date that, you know, I've just asked to give you the 17th over. I've had the same situation with my mum, who we were talking about earlier on. And I thought that that spirit was telling me that she was going at a certain point or a certain day.
Right.
And that passed ages ago, and she's still plodding on, bless her. So, you know, it will happen exactly when it's meant to happen. When we come into this world, I was very into my mum's book, which is a massive the book with when we come into and when we go out of this world. And I saw the date that she came in and her name and everything. And as I looked across to see the day that she was going, they blanked it out and I couldn't see it. So, you know, for what I do, you know, I wasn't meant to see that day that she's going to go for whatever reason, but know that it is exactly perfect at that time when it happens.
Alright. I was thinking maybe I'll email you. Maybe we might could do a show together because I'm also a medium as well. So.
Brilliant. Yeah. Love to, yeah. Send me an email across, mate. Yeah, we'll have a little session, and then we can get you on as a guest. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right, my friend. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
All right. Send our love to your mum. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bless you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, what a great caller. Some awesome stuff going on tonight. Awesome energies. Loads and loads of callers in tonight. Probably not going to get to everybody. We tried doing over the time last time, and they just cut us off. So I'll try my best as I can to get through as many as we can. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
This is Beth.
Oh, sorry. What's your name?
Beth.
Beth, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Well, I am starting my new job tomorrow.
Okay.
I recently quit a job to take this one. I want to know if this is going to be a successful transition for me. I don't know if I just have the nerves or anxiety for no reason.
Right. I'm just, somebody's saying to me, anxiety for no reason. So there's a little bit of nervousness, which is understandable. It's exactly, see, this is one of those with new jobs, new relationships, doing something new. We always get those little bit of nerves, but it could be good nerves. Okay. It really could be good nerves. So go into that job with 100%. Okay, and take everything you can from that, whether it's good or not so good. It will teach you a lesson, however it works out. But I do feel you're going to be there for a while. Okay, I do feel you're going to enjoy it because it's like something I'm getting my teeth into. It's getting something new. Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah?
It does.
I'm also being told to give you crystals as well. So what's with crystals? Have you got some crystals around you at the minute?
No, I don't.
Okay, because the crystals that I've got coming in here now is I've got to give you some tourmaline. I've also got to give you, what's that blue one there, look? That's a brighter blue, I don't know which one, I haven't got my book here. There's a lapis lazuli, okay, lapis lazuli. So if you can write those two down, and I've also got to give you a rose quartz as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Right. Trust everything that's coming your way with this. Okay. Come on, my love. What are you going to say? Right. They're also talking about six around you as well. The number six is quite significant, the number six. And I've got to give you a month with this as well. So I've got to give you the sixth of a month, okay? The sixth
okay.
of a month. That would be significant. Or it might be a couple of days either way. Okay. But, yeah, job-wise, yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy that anticipation that you're having, the excitement that's coming around you as well. Let's see what they're telling me to pull a card for you as well. Okay. Ah, here we go. Victory is your card from Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. So there we go. Perfect.
That absolutely. Is good. That's
go on. Sorry.
I've just been really, I mean, had so much anxiety about this.
Okay. So, yeah, perfect. You know, your prayers have been answered. Enjoy it. Enjoy your job.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bless you. Thanks very much for calling in.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Right, so yeah, time is getting on. I've still got loads of callers down here. People have been hanging on for quite a while. I do apologise for that. I'm literally just going down the list of people that have been waiting on the longest with the numbers that we've got. We've still got people that have been waiting on for about 40, 50 minutes or so. So I'm literally moving down as quick as I can down the list, okay? Because I know Susie there. Bless her. Sue had to hang up. She'd been waiting a long time. Bless her. Okay, let's just go down to the next one. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. Are you doing something? I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Cool. How can
I'm
I help
good.
You today?
I wanted to know, do you see a move coming up for me, please?
A move coming up for you. I feel I've got to stay where I am for a bit.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just feel that I've got to stay here. It's almost like I've put myself into your shoes and I've put the move in front of me, but I just feel that I'm staying here where I am for a time. I don't know how long that is, but I do feel that I've got to stay here for a little bit longer. So there must be something that's coming round the corner because I'm just looking. It's almost like I'm looking round the corner. There isn't a corner here. It's just a wall. But.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I'm looking around the corner, so there's definitely something that's just around the corner waiting to happen before you do move off. That's interesting. Okay. The guy's going to give me anything else on that. Are you going to a party soon? Because I feel there's a celebration.
Not that I know.
Okay, I've just got some balloons and stuff going off. So is it somebody's birthday soon or just gone? Birthday, okay, cool, brilliant, okay. So I do feel I've got to stay put for a while before anything happens. There's something that's going to happen, something that's just around the corner. So keep your eyes open for that, okay? You need to be
mm-hmm.
there to have that experience. The card we've got for you is Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health.
Okay.
I've got to give you plenty of fresh, clean water, lots of vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. I've got lots of energy around you as well. You've been doing a lot lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you get that balance right, okay, of when you're really busy, and make sure you have enough rest as well. Okay.
Okay.
And I keep getting healthy. Are you feeling quite healthy at the minute?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good, that's good. Okay, anything else with that card, guys? I feel I need to do a little bit of work on my chakras. You feel it? I know we've just talked about balance and stuff, but have you been feeling a little unbalanced with that in yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do some chakra work. Try and get that balance with your chakras and stuff. That'll help. And do some grounding as well with your feet. Send those roots out at the bottom of your feet down into the earth. Okay. Yeah. That's all I'm getting with that. Yeah, it's gone a bit quiet in here now. Cool. Brilliant. All right, bless you. Thank you very much for calling in. It's lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've had a lot of callers in tonight, so I do apologise for those that have been waiting a long time. I am going down the list with the time, so those that have been waiting the longest. That's how I always do it. I always go with the time. So let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello. Good. I guess I know you have to go quick because there's a lot of people waiting, but what do you think about my husband and my venture with business?
Venture with business with husband. Okay. I see a different venture coming up. I see another one. So I don't know whether you're going to have two on the go or whether you're going to move to another one. I'm not quite sure. But I do see another venture. So whether you're going to be becoming into an entrepreneurial kind of status and have one or two things floating around. You seem to get quite a lot of different ideas as well, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. I can't figure out which one I should go with.
Okay. Right, I'm being shown to write them down and put them down on a piece of paper, do some pros, some cons, etc., etc., and weed them out that kind of way. Okay, what else? That's what I feel that I need to do because, okay, you're going to have a really, really good idea coming.
So it hasn't come yet?
You've had some, as we know, but you're going to have a really, really good idea.
Oh, good.
So, same with that. Write it down. Put them with the others, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be your favourite one, but obviously you need to weed the others out as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of divinely guided with you as well. Do you get a dry throat? Quite a lot.
Not that I noticed.
Okay. Because I feel my throat's just gone really dry with spirit that's coming in. So I'm just wondering whether they're working with you that way.
I live in a dry climate. So
you're
maybe.
In a dry climate. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That could be what it is. All right. Go with that. That idea is going to work on those ones that you've got at the minute. It'll
and
be what it'll
be. Successful.
Yeah.
It'll be successful.
If it's going to be successful, you're the one to make it successful.
Okay. Thank
yeah?
you.
Because you... It's like you know what you want and where you want to go with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's where I need to put a lot. You will put a lot of energy into it, but I'm also getting don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yep. So just put half your eggs in it, but give it that half a lot of energy so you've got the other half ready for when your other venture comes out.
All right. Thank you.
Brilliant. Absolute
yep.
pleasure.
Have a great day. Bye.
And you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, so busy tonight. Guys, we've only got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to try and get another callers, a few more callers in if I can. We've only got about 5 or 6 there. We'll see what we can do. If we can try and run over time, we'll certainly have a go anyway. So don't forget, guys, guests on a Wednesday. It's probably just going to be me on this Wednesday. Any other topics and stuff that you would like to discuss on the show, please let me know. Love to hear from you. If there's anybody else that has a gift, that was our friend that we were just talking to a few moments ago, who's also a medium. It's lovely to have mediums that come on to the show and spread the word. That's what it's all about. And I'm also looking for you guys as well to spread the word of the show. Pass it out there, whether you share it on Facebook, let people know if it's something that you like listening to, you know, and the information that we do pass on. That's what we want. We want to get it out there. Okay, so quickly moving on to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Vicky.
Hello, Vicky. How can we help you today?
My goodness, I had two questions, but I know you have a lot of people waiting. So, my question is, when do you see a job offer come in my way?
Job offer, okay. Okay, a job offer. I feel I need to get myself out there a bit more to receive the offer. Okay. Have you been advertising yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm out there. The only next thing for me to do is put up a billboard, but no, I'm out there.
Hey, if you need to put up a billboard, put one up. Stick your face on it.
I wish I could afford that, but okay.
That's what I was feeling. I need to keep myself out there. The job offer is going to come. It's going to come at the perfect timing as well. Okay. Ooh. I've got a lot of stuff. I know September's quite a long way away. I don't think that's the job offer, but there's something that's coming around September time for you as well, okay? So remember September. Okay. But yeah, keep yourself out there. The job offer is going to come. Don't go for the first one, though. Go for the second one. Keep the first one hanging on for a bit. Go for the second one.
Okay?
Because I'm getting two with that. Definitely two. They're telling me to pick a card for you as well. Right. Okay, yeah. So, your card is Archangel Michael, who's been working with us tonight. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. Remember who you are. Okay?
Awesome.
Brilliant. Okay. So, yeah, keep yourself out there. The job offer is on its way.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, bless you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, crikey, we'll try and get down. In fact, what I'm going to do, for those that are on the call line, when we get to the end of the show, we're going to try and take those calls like we have done before. So, fingers crossed, we can get all of those calls in. So, who's next on the list? There we go. Hello? Hello? No, I think we might have lost that person. We'll give them just a second to answer the phone. That's 562 area code. Okay, there's nobody there. Cool. So we'll go over to the next one. Hello.
Hello, John. It's Marty. How are you, dear?
Oh, Marty, how are you? I'm glad we got through in the end. Very well, my love. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there pretty well. Glad you're back. Missed you.
Bless you.
Bless. I'm going to keep it brief because I know you got other people, but see how popular you've gotten. My guidance has been telling me that the prosperity and the mate that I have known for a long time are coming. Are close. That's what my guidance is just telling me, but that basically what I have to do is finish integrating all the soul shards and stuff, which has been happening for a while for me since a few months ago. But a shaman that I have spoken to a couple of times that I'm working with a week or so ago, he said, well, you're doing okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. He goes, what I'm getting is that you have so far integrated 3 out of 19. So, you know, but he's like, just keep doing what you're doing, and if you get stuck, give me a call.
Cool.
As I said, this was a week or so ago. However, the other night, before I went to sleep, and I was calling in all my, all my angels, guides, and masters, and, you know, doing my whole protection prayer thingy I do every night. I settled down, and I had, like, a rush of mental images of, like, all these different faces just blurring past me so fast. It was like, so I'm wondering if I just integrated a new batch and what the angels can tell you about that.
Okay.
Or just how close I am getting to manifesting that stuff I've been waiting for so long.
Yeah, the manifestation is working. There's still more. Obviously, there's always more work that we can do on it. There is something there because I've got a lot of stuff rushing in at the minute. So it's like I've cleared a lot of stuff, but I've also opened up something for some other stuff to come in. To keep doing what you're doing, because it's working.
Okay.
Yeah, it is working. And I get this sense of I know it's working as well. Even though this other stuff has come in, because we don't know how many lives and how much stuff that we've accumulated in the past, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and you may be just doing blocks at a time, but it is working for you. So keep doing what you're doing. The manifesting side of things is somebody's just got a big ping, so it's there. It's almost ready for you. So keep doing your law of attraction. You know, imagine yourself in that awe of the relationship and everything, and it's going to come for you. Well, we know it's going to come for you, but yeah, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, your spiritual side, your heart center, you understand the whole divine timing, and yes, I have to do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, all that. But then, you know, the little monkey mind's always like, but good Lord, I've been working this path for how many years now, and, you know, it's like, I can see the brass ring, but I still can't reach it, damn it.
I know exactly what you mean. And every time I think like that, spirit always come in and they say, patience, John, patience. And I'm like, oh, I know.
Easy
I know.
For them to say. A millennia of time is like a hiccup on their side, so, you know.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. So I'm really happy that that you're doing stuff and you're getting through it. So, you know, as far as they're, from what I can see, what they're showing me, everything is working perfectly for you.
So are they showing you any kind of a breakthrough point here, you know, in our earthly time terms, which I know doesn't exist to them, but...
Well, I feel that you're having a breakthrough at the moment. This, what you've got rid of already and what you've dealt with, is a breakthrough in its own right. So just keep doing these blocks that are coming through with you and doing your work with your shaman. The manifesting side of the breakthrough, it will just come when it happens. You know, they know exactly what they're doing.
they're just not telling me when the heck I'm going to get to that brass ring, huh?
No, it's like, surprise, you know.
Oh,
be,
the buggers.
Okay.
All right, thank you, love. I'm sure you got other folks want to talk to you before you get cut off, so.
Oh, bless you.
Sending
thanks
you
very
big
much for calling.
Energetic hug from across the pond, okay?
Bless you. Thank you very much. We're knocking them right back to you.
All right. Take care, love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've got 30 seconds left on the clock. I'm going to stay with callers. If you can stay on the line, we're going to try and get you. If I get cut off, I do apologize. Come back and see us on Wednesday night. I should be here. Hopefully might get a guest. You never know. If not, it'd be just myself. Spread the word, guys, of the show. It's lovely to have so many people in and having some great feedback as well. I do apologize for one or two that did hang up, but we did try and get through everybody as quick as we could. Spiritualmedium.org.uk. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Okay, so if we're still going, because the timer has gone off, if anybody in the chat room can let me know whether we still are. Oh, no, they're just telling me we've got 10 seconds left. So, yeah, if we do pass the 10 seconds, if anybody in the chat room can let us know. No, it's, I do believe it's gone off, but I do have my callers. So I'm going to go over to my callers. If anybody can still hear us on the chat or chat rooms, please let us know and see what happens. Da-da-da. Is it going to let us? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello? Awesome. Hello, it's gone off the air, but I can still talk to you. So I don't know whether it's still on the live or not. I don't know. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just got this bad feeling about my car. Like I'm thinking the transmission's going, and I'm wondering if you have any information about that.
Right, okay. Car-wise, blimey.
Yeah, I just replaced the battery. That was $157.
Oh. Is this an old car?
2001.
Yeah, it's quite an old car because I'm going to tell you exactly what they said, which is quite good that it's actually gone off the air now. Somebody just shouted, Rust Bucket.
What?
As it's no good anymore. It's like a money pit.
Oh. So you think the transmission's about to go?
I don't know whether that's going to go. But it's a point where you're going to start spending a lot of money on it.
Oh, jeez. I still have $3,000 worth of payments to make on it.
Wow.
So I was thinking about going to the dealership and talking to the managers because they told me it had the transmission was serviced and everything. Led me to believe that it was going to be okay.
Mm. Is there if it's 2001, is there a friend that can have a look at it for you before you take it into them? And because it might be that... I do get a feeling that there is somebody that can look at it for you and do it slightly cheaper than what you would have to pay at a garage. Somebody knows somebody. I don't know whether it's you or whether it's a friend, but somebody knows somebody that's a mechanic that can have a look at it for you.
Well, there's a place that diagnoses transmissions for free diagnostics.
Hey, well, there you go. Go and have the free diagnostics and take it from there. That's what I would do. Because you haven't lost anything because it's free. And then deal with the situation as and when you need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just worried that I'm going to be stranded again. Left stranded again.
Yeah. If the car's got problems, they'll pick it up in the diagnostics, definitely. You never know. It may be just something small. But if you've got a whole list of stuff going on, like you say with tyres and stuff like that, at some point you're going to have to weigh up how much you're going to put into that car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We can throw money into an endless bucket, you know?
Right, yeah, but I still have all those payments to make on it.
Yeah. But there'll be ways around that, whether you can... if it's only a matter of getting it tarted up just to get rid of it, say, for example, it costs you a few hundred dollars, whatever, just to tart it up to get rid of it, so you can get a half-decent price for it and get something that's a little bit more reliable, that's not going to cost you the money, so that you can start saving to pay off the repayments.
Yeah.
Yeah? Take it and have its free diagnostics and see what happens. And take it from there. But they'll be able to advise you. But I know that I do feel that there's a friend that knows somebody, or you that know somebody, that can do some work on the car for you quite cheaply as well.
Okay.
Okay, so just have an ask about. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for calling in. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello. Oh, that's the last. No, there's nobody there. Okay, so if we are still recording, it does say that the recording has gone off air. So thank you very much, guys, for coming in and listening this evening. Bless you all. Enjoy the fantastic week and the lovely summer that we're starting to have. And we'll see you on Wednesday night.